1.
When the Internet first started, only a handful of countries had full access to the World Wide Web. Some others had only email access, and many places had no access at all. But the popularity of the Internet grew quickly. In the early years, the mid-1990s, there were 16 million Internet users in the world. Today, researchers say the number of users worldwide is over 1 billion people. And people all over the world continue to join the Internet community, logging on to surf the net at home, work, school, or in Internet cafes. In the future, experts say the number of users around the world will continue to grow.
2.
Who uses the Internet? In the early years, the largest group of Internet users was university students and business professionals. This is still true today, but Internet users are changing. Today, Internet users are a mix of people from elementary school students to grandparents. Computer manufacturers have created computers that are much easier to use than they were 10 or 15 years ago. The Internet has gotten easier too. Just type a few words and click on a mouse, and you can get information on any topic you can think of. With more websites for older and younger audiences coming in the future, more and more people of all ages enjoy the Internet.
3.
Think about all of the places you see people using the net nowadays. While in the beginning, people had Internet access only at offices, schools, or private homes, now people can go online from many other places. Wireless Internet connections allow people to use the net in cafes, airports, even parks. Soon, researchers say, everything from your car to your refrigerator will be connected to the global network, and in the future, users will find wireless Internet access in even more locations.
4.
The way people use the Internet and what they use it for has changed too. In the beginning, the net was used mainly to sell products and services and to do academic research. Today's Internet users can do almost anything online. Take classes, make airline reservations, buy and sell used goods, or play video games with a stranger in another country. Some say in the future, the computer will become an essential item in people's homes, taking the place of the TV, stereo, and telephone. What do you think the future holds?